Hello, everyone. Hello, Mike. It's Lisa with Truth in Hand, back with your celestial forecast.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. It is Wednesday, 9/11.
So, what have you got for our heartfelt 9/11? And we always want to honor those who passed and those brave people who did everything they could and just say a moment of grace. We're all concerned on this anniversary. And then, how do the stars support us to that?
Lisa, on this holiday, at 6 a.m., the moon trines Chiron. So it's actually a really
Aww.
healing morning for those of us on the West Coast, or anyone on the East Coast perhaps is getting up at 9 a.m. But nonetheless, it's a morning filled with a sense of emotional healing. And what a day to feeling emotionally healed, right?
Is that the only aspect? Because we've got a pretty powerful card to match up here.
It's not the only aspect, Lise, because by 5:20, the moon will square Neptune. So this is giving us emotional confusion, vulnerability, even projection. This is what our early afternoon and early evening look like until 8 o'clock.
You know what's fascinating to me about that is this is the High Priestess, okay? That morning sense of connection, you know, that sweetness moving into that afternoon sense of challenge is very often a place where our intuition picks up things. You know, if you ever walked into a room and you can feel the mood without anybody saying a word, we are intuitive creatures, and the High Priestess is all about our intuition. Very often we learn to dial that down because it's so uncomfortable and nobody taught you what to do with it. This is your opportunity to refine and define what's yours and what isn't. Okay? Because it feels differently in your body. When an emotion is just huge, so big you don't know what to do with it, it's usually not yours. Your emotions are something you are built to cope with. When it feels overwhelming like that, you're probably vacuuming up or drowning in the collective emotions. And what a day for collective emotions, right? What do we wrap up the day with for people to continue to refine and define that intuitive sense of self?
Sure. It's actually a good aspect as the day wanes. By 8:19 on 9/11, Mercury will sextile Mars. So Mercury in Virgo will sextile Mars in Cancer. That happens at around 8:20. And this is a sharp mind, even maybe if you're a comic, sharp humor. This is decisive communication.
What matches for me in that is the fact that Mars, our action, that's embodied. So it speaks again to grounding what you feel. If you haven't ever just pictured like a little grounding cord, like an umbilicus from the center of the earth coming up to hit your bottom chakra, your root chakra, the base of your spine. So it's like, okay, so that you are grounded, what is authentically you? And then let everything that isn't you go down that grounding cord. It doesn't have to be fancy or doesn't have to be long. You just picture it and like little iron filings, emotions that aren't yours go down the grounding cord because you can't function when you're on overwhelm from other people's feelings. All right. Your determination can meet with success when you've got the High Priestess. Your intuition will help guide you, and your body is the feedback. Mars. You know, that Mercury Mars body is a feedback, that sharp line rather than a quick retort, although who doesn't love a quick quip, can be a place where you say, mine, not mine, and just draw that line. And the more you do that, the more your intuition can work for you without feeling that you're at the mercy of everybody else's information. That's a good place to end a 9/11, a sensitive 9/11, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a good way to end 9/11.
So signing off on this Friday, this sensitive 9/11, and thank you for your time and attention. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and we'll see you next time.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon.